Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton talked about his new contract extension with the Ravens.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank y'all for being here.
So, Kyle, what does it feel like to be the highest paid safety in the NFL?
It's crazy. It's a dream come true. And just first, I just want to thank a lot of people. I want to thank God first and foremost. And so many situations and things that happened in my life that's got me to this position. And I think back to draft night, and some people said some things about where I was drafted, this and that, and where I could be drafted. And at the time, I think I was the least mad at anybody. I knew that I came to the right place. And I think that's how God just works sometimes. You know, you got to see the bigger picture and has bigger plans for us. So thank you to the man above, and also to my family, my parents, my brother, fiance, all my friends, everybody just had a part in this. And this is it takes a village, and I truly mean that, and I truly feel that way. And to Mr. Bisciotti, to EDC, to Coach Harbs, and everybody who's got me to this point and developed me, and I really feel like I've been kind of molded into the player I am today by them. And goes to show how why this organization is the way it is and why it's such a great organization, and they do a great job, and it's good to be rewarded.
Kyle, did you feel a lot of pressure to get this extension done before going into this season, and how important was it to you in general?
Yeah, I wanted to get it done because I feel like it would have been a distraction, and, you know, it's just human nature to kind of think about those things, even though I try not to. And but, no, I think the Ravens, and credit to them and everybody upstairs, they did a great job just engaging in conversation. And my agents as well, Kyle McCarthy, Brian Murphy, everybody at Athletes First did a wonderful job. And Charlie, that's like the third time he's butt into a meeting. But no, I mean, I was included in everything going on, and really professionally done on both sides. And they wrote some really good emails too. And it was really cool to see the ins and outs of contract negotiation. So to answer your question, yeah, I wanted to get it done, but if it hadn't got done, it wouldn't be a huge deal, but I'm glad it did.
Charlie, did you see the reaction from Charlie there? He sent out a tweet, too, asking for a dollar. Just kind of what is
the I haven't seen that.
From the guys been in the locker room, just how happy are they for you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I love every one of those guys in there, and it's kind of funny. Like, on a day like today yesterday, guys are getting cut and guys getting signed back to practice squad, like seeing guys who get signed to P squad come in the walkthrough and congratulate me, and knowing that everybody's in a different situation, it shows how much love there is in that locker room. So, again, I've been saying it a lot, but I really would not be in the position I am. I'm in right now without everybody in the locker room sacrificing for each other. And it makes it easy to go out there and make plays when your three technique is taking two guys up in a block, you'll get a TFL. And it all boils down to stuff like that. And it starts in camp, starts at dinners off the field. And it's a brotherhood in there, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
Kyle, I mean, when you sign a deal like this, I mean, people, fans start to think about things and big picture sense. I mean, are you driven by the idea of being one of those names that people talk about and remember when it comes to the overall story of the Ravens, you know, that kind of Ray Lewis every line of succession?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but mostly no. I think I'm trying to carve my own path, and obviously those guys, I don't think it can be replicated what they did. You know, they set the bar for not only the Ravens, but NFL, what it means to play the position that they played. And you know, I'm lucky to even be in the same breath as them. Not saying that me personally, I don't think I'm even close to there yet. But, you know, it would be cool one day looking back on it, kids, grandkids, to kind of show them my body of work and be proud of it. But as of right now, it sounds cliche, but I'm worried about the Bills and trying to get onto that and get our season started. So that's so far down the line, it's not even in the front of my mind at all.
Kyle, when you hear people talk about your game, so many times you hear people say, it's not the safety, it's more than that. What does that mean for you in terms of everything this team does ask you to do, you know, playing close to the line of scrimmage, second level, deep safety, a whole lot down the stretch last year? I mean, to be able to do all that, what does that mean for you as far as the value you bring to a team?
Yeah, I mean, first off, just the amount of trust they've entrusted me with and that stuff, and helping run the defense with Roe and just playing my part, whatever that may be, on a snap-to-snap, game-to-game basis. And you know, I feel like I'm talented enough in different areas to do what they asked me to do, but they also have to feel like that too, and then I have to go out there and produce. So it's a group effort, but I'm willing to play wherever, whenever they need me to, whatever job responsibility I have during a play, I'm all for it. And credit to Notre Dame, I kind of got dabbled with that a little bit in college, so I got to the league and I feel like my rookie year kind of trying to find a spot where I fit in at and then figure that out at nickel, and then I was always able to play safety, so it kind of just came naturally.
Kyle, this roster is regarded as one of the best in the NFL. We just talked to Eric about an hour or so ago, and he said, I want to make sure that the championship window never closes. You know, what about the long-term outlook for this franchise makes you feel good about signing an extension for the next 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, 8 helps that a lot. If we get 8, we got a chance. So, I mean, we could put whoever around him. I think we go as he goes. And, you know, I think everybody in the building kind of agrees with me. As long as he's here, we have a chance for lifting that trophy at the end of the year. And that's not hyperbolic at all. I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it. And, you know, he's him for a reason. So, you know, that just kind of goes as being a Raven right now in this era. You know, you're going to play with Lamar Jackson. You're going to play in some big games. You're going to play hopefully for some championships in the future. So I think that goes for coaches, players, staff, people in the cafeteria. You know, expectations are high because of that guy right there. And no, it's a lot of pressure on him, but I don't think he really feels it.
Kyle, when, you know, ever since the fifth-year option question is answered back a few months ago, your contract's been a pretty popular topic. How quickly did all this come together, or has this been going on over the course of a couple of months?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's experience and situation is different when it comes to that stuff. Some guys get it done right after the season. I wasn't in a huge rush. I knew that it was probably going to get done before the season. Talks really ramped up probably a few weeks ago. And like I said, the Ravens and Nick, Mateo, everybody, and EDC done a great job just engaging with us and having constructive and real conversations and, for lack of a better word, just not BSing each other on both sides. And I think earlier in the spring, I was more so focused on just getting my body right, getting my mental right for the season, and they had draft stuff and free agency, all this stuff going on, so it's like I'm not really about to bother them right now. Like, I know I'm going to be here, so we'll get it done at some point. But I think we both sides wanted to get it done for the season. That ultimately helps it come to fruition.
Kyle, what is doing this deal like this, what does that do for you mentally going into the year and beyond?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to sound ungrateful, because obviously I am. It's a crazy amount, if you're just talking about money, crazy amount of money, and blessed to be in the position I'm in. But my mom always told me money just makes you more who you already are. So, you know, I think it's a blessing, and I'm excited to help my family, help others with it as well. But I don't think it really changes my outlook or my perception of who I am as a person, and I pride myself on that. No matter what you're talking about, whether it's money or experiences or accolades, I try to just stay the same Kyle. So, for me personally, I don't want to change a whole lot about myself. Maybe get a watch or something. But other than that, I'm just going to put it in the piggy bank and save it for a rainy day.
Kyle, you know, you sound super involved in this process. A lot of guys say, oh, that's for my agent. That doesn't sound like your level of involvement. What, through this process, did this teach you about how the league works, how things work in terms of payment at your position, and sort of in that vein, was it important for you to be the highest paid safety in the NFL?
I don't think necessarily. I don't think we were going off highest paid safety, not to get into it too much, but it's just whatever my team thought my value was compared to other people, other positions in the league. And I think the Ravens did a great job of honoring that as well. And at the same time, I think to answer your question about just the business side of it, because I was interested in it. And, you know, obviously going through contract negotiations, my team says A and they say B. And, you know, reading those emails, like, sometimes it might be, like, triggering to somebody, but I honestly respected it. And they were very well-written emails and even a little, like, humor in it. So it made it enjoyable for both sides. And not trying to divulge too much information, but I think you can grasp from that. It's just pretty cool to see the business side of it. If I ever did want to be a GM one day, which I don't foresee for myself right now. But, you know, it's kind of a cool little tidbit right now.
Other than Kolar, what's asking for something from you? What are your plans? Anything you mentioned to watch? Any immediate plans to celebrate?
No, maybe a new driver or something. I know everybody's getting a mini driver right now, so I might have to do that. My boy works for Callaway, so Alex Beagle, give him a shout out. Maybe I'll try to get a little discount on a mini driver. But nothing as of now. I want to do some philanthropic stuff, obviously, and try to just give back because, like I said, it takes a village, and there's numerous people that have got me to this point. So just doing my best to pay it forward, that's probably the plan.
Two more for Kyle.
Any classes immediately that come to mind that are close to your heart?
I've done some stuff at the Y. Grew up going to the Y a little bit, me and my brother. So that's, I feel like experiences like that makes it a little more genuine. And then TUFF, which is TUFF, which is an organization, Adam Shibley, went to Notre Dame with me and was a walk-on on the football team. He started it, and its premise pretty much is to provide like shoulder pads, cleats, all this stuff for underprivileged kids who don't have them. So maybe a little something like that. Not 100% sure yet. I've also been interested in like financial literacy for people, and maybe like some stuff with, like single mothers as well. But I mean, this is just me spitballing right now. Hopefully, I get around to all those things, and hopefully, we make it happen. But off the top of my head, that's where I'm at.
Kyle, is there a next step for you that you want to take as a player? Just something that you are hopefully, something you were hoping is reflected in your game stats, whatever, in 2025.
Super Bowl. Really, I think you know you check a lot of boxes off. Hopefully, throughout your football career, and not to toot my own horn, I feel like I've checked a good bit ever since high school, and Super Bowl still has yet to be checked. So, you know, that's the next one that I want to check off. All the personal accolades and stuff, that's cool, but I feel like as a team, as an organization, talk to Mr. Bisciotti, it's just like Super Bowl, and we're not trying to wait anymore. So I want to get greedy with that, want to do that now as soon as possible, and stack them.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Kyle. Thank you.